Come and see. Come and see. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and thank you for joining me today on the Sunday Sample for Corporate Worship Matters. And today, our topic is Come and See. And this is a devotional I shared with the worship teams of the Watford Church of Christ and the Thames Valley Churches of Christ recently, and I thought I'd share it with you in case you found it helpful. I'd like to know what you think. But this is a devotional based on the idea of come and see. And it comes from John chapter 1, when Philip finds Nathanael and tells him about Jesus in verse 45, that he's the one written about in the law. And Nathanael is somewhat, shall we say, skeptical. Can anything good come from there? Philip's response is, come and see. And I think that's our role as a worship team, as a leader of worship, is you're here, I'm here, come with me and let's see this Jesus. Now that's for the congregation, the members of the church, and anybody who's visiting. It's true for the rest of the worship team, if you're leading this worship team. It's true for the singers, for the instrumentalists, for the speakers. We're all saying to one another, come on, come, let's see. See, the thing is, when people come into a church service, whatever kind it might be, there's a tendency for some people, at least, towards skepticism. Where I'm recording this in January, towards the beginning of the year, and there's always some optimism in January, but there's quite quickly a bit of skepticism too. Like, why should this year be any different to any other? What's the point in making any goals or a New Year's resolutions? Some skepticism about that. Maybe, is this service going to be any good? I didn't like last week. What's the point of coming? Nothing ever seems to change. They never sing the songs I like, or I never hear the message I need, or I don't seem to get the friendships I really need. And so there can be a sense of skepticism. And for people who visit our church, why should this church be any different from any other? Why should I find what I need here? This is just some bunch of people who sing and pray. And so this sense of skepticism amongst Christians and non-Christians is understandable. And I think we have to acknowledge it if we're leading others in corporate worship. We've got to deal with that. And the best way is not to say, don't be skeptical. The best way is to say, come and see. Come and see somebody who's different. Come and see somebody, because we're about showing people Jesus, not about showing people ourselves, our talents, our accomplishments, our church even. We're to say, we want you to meet Jesus today. And that will make all the difference. Nathanael takes Peter at his word and he goes to see Jesus. And it says in verse 47, when Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, here truly is an Israelite in whom there's no deceit. How do you know me? Nathanael asked. Jesus said, I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you. Then Nathanael declared, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. That's what we want people to see. We want people to see that Jesus is the Son of God. We want people to see that he is the King of Israel. We want to bring them to the King. We want to bring them to the Son of God. Whether they're people who already know Jesus or people who've never got to know him yet, that's the goal, largely the goal of corporate worship, of spending this time together. So that's our role. We are people who say, come and see. So in the way that we now lead a song, sing a song, perform play on the instruments, the way that we speak, we're saying, come and see. And if we keep that in mind, that will really help us to not be focused on ourselves, the perfection with which we carry out our duties and our role. Instead, we'll be thinking about, let me say to you all here today, come with me and let's go and see Jesus. I think that takes a lot of the pressure off as we lead worship. So I shared that with the worship teams in Watford and Thames Valley. They said they found it helpful. I'd like to know if you might want to use this, what response you get from your worship team. And if you've used other devotionals recently, I'd like to know that. If you've had your own ideas of certain scriptures, certain ideas that have helped your worship team, please do share it with me and with everybody who watches the videos and listens to the podcast, because then we can learn from each other. And that's the best way to learn, isn't it? To learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. So leave a comment, pass the link on to anybody who might find it beneficial. Hit the like and subscribe buttons on YouTube and leave us a review if you're listening to the podcast. I very much appreciate that. And I do pray that until the next time we meet, you will find, as it says in Psalm 100, verse 2, you will find that you can worship the Lord with gladness. coming before him with joyful songs. Take care and God bless.